Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
It's 12 to 11 and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. Plenty happening in this harness racing world. Yesterday we had racing at Menangle and Wagga, and there were a couple of doubles to look out for yesterday. Particularly young driver Cameron Hart landed a double at Menangle. His wins came with a two-year-old filly called Napoli Knight. She looked quite impressive winning that and causing a bit of an upset at starting odds of $21 in the six-horse field. But that win kicked off a race-to-race double for young Cameron Hart, who won the following race, also on a two-year-old, on a horse called Sight to See, which is trained by Peter Rickson and owned by Cindy Rickson. So this has given Cam 96 winners for the season, Cozzy, and he's soared to the top of the concession drivers premiership here in New South Wales, and it looks like he's going to seal that premiership. We've only got a week and a half left of this season to go, because our season is a bit different to the thoroughbreds. It ends on the 31st of August. So yeah, a really big year for young driver Cameron Hart. Made the move from Junee a bit over a year ago now, I think, and it certainly paid dividends for him. But later in the night at Wagga, there was some remarkable feats as well. Trainer driver Len Clement, he trained his first Quinella in a race. And some people might remember Glenn Clement from a couple of years ago. He had this goal to drive at every track across New South Wales, which he achieved. So he travelled the state throughout the season, took a couple of horses along the road with him, converted his float into a mini house, and he and his wife Christine travelled to all corners of the state. They even went to Broken Hill and loved it so much they stayed out there for a few weeks. And they also loved it so much down in the south. Len's originally from the Tamworth area, but they loved it so much that now Len and his wife Christine live in around Coolamon. So, and he's certainly getting the results, getting that Quinella last night. He was really happy. The winner was Jack's Last Hurrah, who was driven by Ellen Bartley. So I think from memory, she's probably cracked 100 wins as well as a driver now for that effort. And Len drove the second placed horse, Auckland Star. And also a race later, young driver Rodney Coley trained the Quinella in the two-year-old fillies race. He drove the winner, Dancing in the Dark, and his other filly, Tinker Terra, finished second. So some nice doubles for Riverina Connections yesterday. Also yesterday, fields for the weekend came out, including Menangle this Saturday night, where we have two Evolution Series finals for the three-year-olds. So they're really strong races, Cozzy. In the fillies leg, there's a lot of strong horses from the Western Districts going around there. And then also in the three-year-old boys final, some nice horses like the Beaten King Triton for Paul Fitzpatrick, as well as a horse called Where You Been Boppin', which I mentioned him on Mondays on the Pace. This horse had almost a year away from the races, back with Stephen Harris, and won impressively first up from a spell. So this is his first look at Menangle on Saturday night, so I'm really looking forward to that. Also in that race is Mission Control for David Thorne and Courageous Dancer for Mark Callaghan, who's won back-to-back races. So that's going to be a really good final. And also at Menangle on Saturday night is the Group 3 Lazarus at Yerribee Free-for-All. It's a mile feature race, and it's a random barrier draw. So most of the time at Menangle, the barrier draws are done on dollars last five. So you see the better performed horses drawn out wide. But with this race being random barrier draw on Saturday night, Cozzy, we've seen Replaced Eye draw barrier three. The first emergency is drawn on his inside, which is Admiral Bronski. So he could possibly come out of barrier two. Either way, this draw is vital for this horse, and because of it, he's been very well supported in the market. He opened at $2.80 with Tab Fixed Odds, Cozzy, and is now into $1.95. He's been drawing wide but racing really well. Drew wide last Saturday night as well, but did a lot of work to get into the race and ultimately finished eighth. But I think we can see him turn his form around again, drawn in barrier three. So that's an interesting race to look forward to. Also this Saturday night, Cozzy, all eyes will be on the Breeders' Crown Finals at Tabcorp Park, Melton. Some really good races going around there. One of the ones I'm looking forward to, because they're all main features across the card, is the three-year-old fillies Group One. It's race four on the program, and we see our Princess Tiffany going around in that one, and she opened up favourite as soon as she drew barrier three, and since drawing that barrier, Cozzy, she's been very well supported in betting. Some big bets have been put on her. And there hasn't been much other movement in that race in terms of a betting market. But one horse that has been supported is Miss Streisand. So that's a New South Wales filly trained by Roy Roots Jr. And we caught up with Roy last week to get his thoughts on Miss Streisand. And she finished fifth in the semi-final on Saturday night. But she's drawn well in one. So you think she'd be behind leader, three back the pegs at the worst, and she opened at $21 and is now into $11. But that's a really good race, and in terms of New South Wales fillies, we see Group 1 winner No Win No Feed going around. She drew wide in barrier 6 and also off the second row in barrier 10, Myra Dawn. The following race is the four-year-old boys final, a Group 2, and we see the Black Prince return. He's another one trained by Roy Roots Jr. And for those listeners that missed out on Roy's interview last week, he scratched the Black Prince from Melton last Saturday week, just as a precaution. He thought there was a bit of a virus going through the stable, but he was actually okay. He just didn't have the results in time, you know, the morning of that race. So he just scratched him as a precaution. He missed a week away from the races due to being scratched because they stood down for 7 days, but he's back and he's racing this Saturday night. Drawn in barrier 6, might come out of barrier 5 if the first emergency isn't needed. And the Black Prince, his form up in New South Wales prior to heading south was really strong, so I'm looking forward to seeing him going around. Another really good race that I'm looking forward to Saturday night at Melton is the three-year-old boys final. You know, you've got the likes of Demon Delight going head-to-head with Max Delight, Lochinvar Art, Crime Rider, who's been huge down there lately as well. So, interestingly, Max Delight has drawn barrier 2, opened up as the favourite. He's gone from $2.30 into $3. The horse where money is coming in for is Demon Delight. He's drawn in barrier 10. He's one of three runners for the Emma Stewart stable, or four runners rather, for the Emma Stewart stable in that final. And yeah, his price has crunched down. One horse that's gone out in price, which is quite interesting, is Lochinvar Art. He opened at $3.50 and is now into $4. But, you know, he's just been so consistent. He can't get a barrier draw, the poor horse, but he's racing really well. So I was surprised to see his price blow out. And another one who I think is good value in that race, maybe to include in your multiples or something, is a horse called Crime Rider, trained and driven by Maddie Craven. This horse finished fourth to Demon Delight in the semi-final last Saturday night, and he's currently $9 a place, and he flew home. So I love value, and I really like the $9 a place for Crime Rider. He is drawn out in the car park, but he certainly has that quick turn of foot to be put into the race. So yeah, a little bit of interesting betting markets happening there, Cozzy, with those feature races. Really looking forward to those on Saturday night, as well as the feature racing at Menangle.
Terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, Cozzy.